You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday. Well, as political talks progress this week, I want to bring in another voice with what is the best potential outcome for the South African economy. Dr. Iraj Abedian is Chief Economist at Pan-African Investment and Research Services. And Iraj, welcome. And first of all, do you think we are schooled sufficiently in the art of give and take and compromise enough for a GNU to work effectively?
Some of us, we are not homogeneous. People like Ramaphosa and a few of his older members of the party are. I'm referring to people like Cheryl Carolus. I know they are not at the ANC, but they are in the party. So they are within DA, fewer people, and within the other parties, almost none. And so broadly as a nation, we are not.
And leading on from that then, what would be your biggest concern about these talks and particularly potential impact on the economy?
Just from purely economic point of view, given that our economy has been neglected for at least 15 years and at times damaged consciously, actively, and that means the last thing, literally the very last thing that this economy can manage is instability of policy, people coming and going, coalitions being vulnerable to chop and change and give and take, as they say, fixing the plane during the flight. Mm. So that's the type of uncertainty or instability that this economy cannot handle. And therefore, I'm deeply concerned that the pressure for coalition may just hammer out something that sounds right numerically, is in compliance with the letter of the law, but deeply unstable and not compliant with the spirit of the law.
So how do you overcome that then, do you think?
I think overcoming is just first and foremost getting, let's say, the top four, top five, top three overriding principles that the members of the coalition, be it sort of a standard coalition or a government of national unity, needs to subscribe to and make sure that those are invaluable during the term, not during 6 months or a year, during the term of the coalition, meaning 5 years. So my strong preference based on what I just shared with you from an economic point of view is that those uncompromising or invaluable principles need to be open so that the nation understand which way we're going, and the key players needs to openly be sworn in by those principles.
Dr. Abedian, those parties that are outside of the government of national unity tent or the coalition tent or whatever we call it, do surely have the potential, though, to be spoilers. You have the small parties who are concerned about process and transparency. You have the two other parties, MK and EFF, who are simply not going to buy into this concept. And surely the problem there is, one, policy gridlock, and second of all, just the potential to muddy the waters to create investor uncertainty and concern.
Absolutely, and that is the nature of democratic elections. Jeremy, that all that it says is that we've had 30 years of constitutional democracy, but first time in the history of this new dispensation, we have a true democratic election outcome, not that different from what's happening in other democracies, meaning there is no policy or social or ideological homogeneous status in any of the communities. So there's nothing wrong with some people being outside the consensus of the society. It happens as a matter of norm in democratic elections. So that being the case, the point I made earlier is important that those who do participate, they need to not participate based on give and take behind the closed doors. It should be very open. People know that this is what we are heading for. These are the reasons for it, and these are the principles that underpin that type of government of national unity and or a coalition. It doesn't matter which group we take it. There will be those who remain outside by their choice or by exclusion because they don't want to comply with certain principles. and the society should know, and that's just democracy.
So that's the process side of the equation. Let's talk about the practicality now, if we can. And you spoke about the importance of certainty, of policy certainty. So there are pressing issues facing this country, job creation, economic growth, high cost of living, service delivery, crime, corruption, the list goes on and on. Where then does this new formation need to set its priority compass?
Well, exactly. In my view, it gets captured in those principles. For example, and this, I'm not coming from a political or ideological point of view, I'm coming purely from economic point of view. If we say from three top priorities are job creation, which means investment promotion, which means economic growth, and so on, and then that becomes one principle. For the sake of growth, stroke job creation, stroke investment promotion, the coalition agrees that is one of the overriding principles. The second one is diminution or an attack on poverty, inequality. And that means jacking up public service big time in an urgent matter, upskilling it, getting our public enterprises go from an ideological statist sort of paradigm to a service delivery and outcome and output sort of results area, appointing people on that reason, etc. On that, you know, with that in mind, for that reason. So, if these are the principles that job creation, poverty alleviation, and professionalization of the state and our society becomes another principle, it should be open, and therefore decisions made should be in line with those. The third one, which is very, very significant, is getting our government, our public finances on a sustainable basis. That's another principle, and that means not only better tax collection, more fair tax collection, but also means reduction of public debt, better management of public assets and infrastructure. So that's a third. Just by way of illustration, Jeremy, if those three principles are put in, then the nation knows why certain things are on, why certain things are not on, and false dichotomies are not created in the process, and instability and uncertainty are diminished.
Dr. Iraj Abedian, thank you very much for talking to me today.